Welcome
to Bevy of Bevies, the podcast of a consumable liquid. Podcast is brought to you by CS and Jin and Cullen. Ashley, how are you today, Cullen?
I'm doing incredibly well.
Incredibly bad.
Today, I'm pissed. I didn't want to record today. We talked about this.
Today, we are drinking Dr. Pepper. I still have written here the flavor is pumpkin spice, but that's not true. It is coming to us in a plastic bottle. Cullen, this beverage was manufactured by Keurig Dr. Pepper in the United States and PepsiCo in Canada.
Keurig Dr. Pepper, I feel like we talked about this. Was it Gatorade? Like one of our early apps, I feel like we talked about Keurig KDP? Dr. Pepper. And I really am still unsettled by it. I don't like the sort of, it's not monoculture, but it's all.
Like the conglomerate.
Yeah, it should be different.
Yeah. And also like Snapple is Keurig Dr. Pepper.
Yeah, Keurig Dr. Pepper, it's like when someone's like, you know, House of Gucci is technically a Disney movie. I'm like, get out of here.
Yeah, or the like. I feel like that's a very, like, 30 Rock thing to joke about. It's like, well, like, it's owned. Like, it's like NBC is, like, owned by GE type B.
Yeah.
Hawaiian Punch, Mott's Clamato. Yeah. How prevalent, just since we're in general bevy talk right now, how prevalent is Clamato in the United States?
I feel like it's pretty big. If you're getting a Bloody Mary, there's a good chance it has Clamato. I avoid it because I'm allergic to shellfish and it's got clam juice in it.
Right. Well, of course, a Bloody Mary with Clamato is a Caesar, not a Bloody Mary. One of the signature drinks of Canada. You just mimed closing your laptop? Are you on a laptop?
Yeah.
Okay. I never thought about this.
Sure.
A Dr. Pepper.
Yeah. Huge drink.
Huge
first bottled soda.
That, I think, is really the big thing. We really have not gotten to container talk as frequently as we used to, but this is a big one because we have different bottles.
We do.
And I think this is what I think of as the Pepsi bottle.
Yes, 100%.
It's kind of curvaceous.
Yeah, it's like the hottest thing I've ever seen. It's like a little tiny top, sort of bulbous midsection, back down into the middle, and then curves out on the bottom.
I hate the way you describe that.
The perfect woman.
Yeah. Oh, man, look at her bulbous midsection.
Oh, my God. She shaped exactly like a Pepsi bottle from 2022. Yeah, I mean, I how would you describe it? Because it is just like, it's like if you were drawing it, it'd be like, you know.
Definitely.
Where mine is like.
And our listeners sort of, can see this.
Sort of like a reverse, like an upside down funnel, and then all the way down.
I think of that shape, and I'm going to do some research here, because maybe they are manufactured by the same company or something like that. But I think of that as the A&W bottle.
That's a good call, yes. A&W looks like this. I feel like this is also the Dr. Pepper bottle. Like, in my head,
sure,
Dr. Pepper is always this sort of wide bottom. More like a Coke bottle, you know the shape, obviously.
Right.
And the one that you have is similar to a Coke, just with, we've talked about it already, but the bulbous midsection. It's more of a, the midsection, I guess, is under where it is bulbous on that bottle.
What?
Yeah. If you're looking at your bottle.
I am.
The part where it's bulbous, I guess I wouldn't consider that. Or maybe it is the midsection.
It is the midsection. It's the torso.
I was thinking of it being a little bit higher, yeah.
No, you're right. You're right, for sure. Dr. Pepper, one of the more interesting beverages to exist. In my mind, there's a big three of dark sodas. Coke or cola of some description. Root beer, Dr. Pepper. Do you agree or disagree?
I think I agree. I was going to ask how big Dr. Pepper is in Canada.
That's a good question. I do think of it as, you know, it's a classic ancillary soda. You see it here lumped in a lot with Mountain Dew, I think, as like,
sure.
It's like if you're going like a couple layers deeper, then you're getting to the Dr. Pepper Mountain Dew array. I was saving this for the pod, and now it is the pod, that I had to go to 3 stores to find a bottle of Dr. Pepper. Of course, famously, you've now been to my house. You've slept in my halls. and you know that there are 2 convenience stores quite close to my house.
Sure, yeah.
And then there's a 7-Eleven down the street. I had to go to the 7-Eleven to find... I maybe saw a King can, which I recently discovered is not a big thing in the United States, but I don't think I saw any Dr. Pepper in either store until I got to 7-Eleven. And even then, I was like hunting around, and I was like, is it not here either?
That'd be crazy.
And so it seems like... But then, like, of course, they always have Mountain Dew because there are like 10 flavors of Mountain Dew.
Yeah.
And so it's like Dr. Pepper has maybe fallen by the wayside a little.
Yeah, it's weird because, like, I grew up a decent amount in the southern United States.
Sure.
And I feel like it's a very big southern drink. People love Dr. Pepper. It's, like, almost option one for a lot of people.
Wow.
I feel like, if you know that the chalkboard meme where it's, like, Taylee and all the weird names of the lady naming her kid?
I don't know. I'm sorry.
You don't know this? You do. she's like standing by the chalkboard and there's all the crazy names. And it's like,
I'm going to search weird baby name memes. You keep talking.
Yeah. It's like that type of person. Like a very specific type of handwriting. I'm thinking of like girls I went to high school with that love Dr. Pepper.
Yep. I'm seeing here Taylee McCarty Navy, not Navi. Maylee, and then circled is Lakin.
Yeah. I knew someone named Lakin, L-A-K-Y-N-N.
That's crazy. I mean,
but yeah, you know, I feel like...
You knew of anyone's name, of course.
I feel like it was very easy for me to find. Just if we're talking about our journey to Dr. Pepper, I just went to the vending machine at the office where I work and paid $1.25 for it. Mine is, should we do ingredients? We haven't done that in a while.
Yeah, well, famously, Dr. Pepper has 23 flavors. I did also just want to briefly mention,
please,
the rich dark red, I think, is a really strong color.
Yeah, it's like very, you know, the bridge between mahogany and amber, I think, is like what I look at, especially in the light.
You're looking at the liquid now. I was talking about the logo.
Oh, you're talking about like the maroon of the label.
Yeah, but I like where your head's at. I never really think about this as being a different color. I mean, isn't it just the same color as a Coke?
Kind like a of. If you asked me, I would say it was darker. It is like a caramelly color. Yes, the red of the label though is very good as well.
I prefer it to a Coke label, that color of red.
Oh, interesting. Okay, sure. Yeah, this is almost like a what do they call it? Like a Boston baked bean?
Excuse me?
You know those candies? They're called Boston baked beans. They're
no.
Like hard shell candy covered peanuts.
I have probably heard this before, but...
This is like a gas station candy. Where it's like a 99 cents and you get a box of Boston baked beans.
Ooh, those look crunchy.
They're very crunchy. They're very hard. You can like snap the shell off and eat just the candy shell and then eat a naked peanut afterwards.
Sounds like you do that.
Well, I don't eat them very much.
One could, is all I'm saying.
I've heard about it. I like sixlets when I was a kid.
Wait, like chiclets?
No, sixlets. You don't know sixlets? They're sort of like Bobo M&Ms, but they're perfectly round.
So Smarties?
No.
You know about Smarties?
I know Smarties as the chocolate...
How our Smarties are different from your Smarties or whatever.
Yeah. I will... Yeah, sixlets. S-I-X-L-E-T-S.
Hate that.
They're so tasty.
Sure. The one thing I will say is that Rockets are a much better name for Smarties than Smarties.
Smarties?
Yeah.
Sure.
Like, I don't really have a problem with them being called Smarties, but Rockets is better. Go ahead. Okay. So I'm sorry.
Should we crack into the bottle?
Sure.
Do we have anything?
You want to do the flavors?
Oh, yeah. Oh, do we want to do the full flavor list first?
I guess so. Since we're about to dig in, we can sort of look for tasting notes.
Sure. So I'm just going to read this list. 23 flavors. This is off of Quora, so it could be not true, but this is what we're going.
But it
off
probably
of.
Is true.
Yeah, I believe Molly Tuos.
Mooly?
I believe DT Negadudu. Her bio says drink soda ... too much some days. 193 answers and 860,000 answer views.
Okay.
So here's the list of 23. I'm just going to go straight through really quickly. Amaretto, almond, blackberry, wow. Black licorice,
wow.
Carrot, clove, wow. Cherry, caramel, cola, ginger, juniper, lemon, molasses, nutmeg, orange, prune, plum,
wow.
Pepper, root wow. Beer, wow. Rum, raspberry, wow. Tomato, and vanilla.
A lot of crazy developments there.
Yeah.
Prune, a big one. I was prune reading huge. On the Dr. Pepper Wikipedia page that it was a big urban legend that it contained prune, which I don't think it actually does, or at least doesn't. It says that it doesn't contain prune juice.
Yeah, I think it's like the flavor note you get that.
Yes, exactly. Of course, tomato. Carrot is bizarre.
Root beer like, feels like it shouldn't be allowed because that's just another thing. But
right, exact. Cola as well. They're kind
cola,
of
yes.
Kind of stealing some.
Amaretto and almond are both very similar flavors as well.
Yeah, I did have that thought as well. The one thing that is talked about, because Dr. Pepper has a fascinating history, because I think it is always like the cola that isn't a cola.
Yeah.
So apparently in the 90s, when there were a lot of big antitrust lawsuits, there was a lot of talk about how Dr. Pepper is not a cola. It is a, quote, pepper-flavored drink. And there's some element of that. And apparently that the FTC blocked a merger between Coke and Dr. Pepper because they were like, you can't have the monopoly on pepper drinks. Because it would merge Mr. Pibb and Dr. Pepper.
Sure.
So
let's crack in, yeah. Then I'll ask a Mr. Pibb question.
Absolutely.
All right. Ooh. Not as satisfying a crack.
Well, a bottle
as
is, you
soda.
Know.
As a can, excuse me.
Absolutely.
So I'm going to take 23 sips and see if I can get each different flavor.
I'm going to chemically separate them in my mouth.
Yeah, okay, here we go. Amaretto first.
Okay, he's going in alphabetical order. Interesting. Yeah, I mean, the bottle, the humble bottle, it is really inferior to a can in many ways, but, you know, it gets by. It does what it can. So
yeah, I guess we haven't really talked about bottled soda. I do find often it's not as good as can, but Dr. Pepper is one of the ones that I prefer in bottle to can. Because a little hack, this is a little crazy, but I know people do it.
You mix it together with ginger ale and make?
No, but not far off. It was passed down to me from my father, but you get a bottle of Dr. Pepper and one of those tubular, like, 50-cent packs of peanuts. And you put the peanuts in the Dr. Pepper, put the lid back on, turn it upside down so they all float to the top, which is the bottom. You turn it back, and they stay settled. And then when you drink, you get a little crunchy, salty, mixes with the sweet. Very interesting. Acquired taste, certainly.
And this is also, I feel like a Southern thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're always doing weird stuff with peanuts.
Sure.
Peanuts Awareness Month. Yeah, I mean, it is interesting because I think one of the big things, you know, I think we've talked on some episodes about how in a can, you can often get flavors that are like too harsh.
Yeah,
too like
bubbly.
Burning in your nose, too bubbly. And I do feel like that can be the case with Dr. Pepper in a can, where it's like, you know, you're drinking it and it's like turning to foam in your mouth so quickly,
yeah.
Because it's so bubbly. Whereas I do think that the bottle, it does take some of the edge off in that regard.
This is a very specific memory of Dr. Pepper,
mm-hmm.
But it's specifically the Dr. Pepper with real sugar, which I believe was like a green can when it was out, or some sort of specially designed can. And I remember having it in a glass, or not a glass, a plastic cup, like a see-through solo cup, but it was like a bigger one, filled to the brim with crushed ice, and then the Dr. Pepper fit perfectly, the full can fit perfectly, and I sipping that was one of like the best sips of soda I've ever had in my life. I think about it still.
That's crazy.
But it was just like everything perfect, where it's like the soda with a little bit of dilution from the ice, the sweetness of the real sugar, tasted very clean, and yeah, it was really exciting.
That's incredible. You have triggered a deep Dr. Pepper memory for me, which is that one summer when I was, you know, elementary school age, one of the only times we ever had soda in the house was like there was a, for some reason there were like 12 packs of Dr. Pepper in the house in cans, and we were allowed to bring one of those to like day camp every day for lunch. And so that was like a big thing, was being able to have this Dr. Pepper, because we normally never had soda. And that being like a game changer. And it never happened again, really, as I recall. I think there were probably problems on my parents' side with getting people to not drink the soda so much.
Yeah. So what do you think of the flavor that you're tasting?
It's really hard to identify. I'm going to take another sip here, but like I feel like, you know, I get like sort of like vanilla notes strongest of all, probably.
I get vanilla. I think I get the almond and the amaretto. That sort of sweet almond, like almost like marzipan-y flavor.
Yeah.
I think is very forward.
I get that on like the outer tongue.
Yeah. The one I was looking out for were the lemon, the juniper, the ginger, these more sort of citrusy floral flavors. Because I feel like you can get a fruity sip of Dr. Pepper, the raspberry and the blackberry specifically.
Sure.
But lemon is very interesting to me. I'm consciously trying to taste citrus.
Right. I will say, I certainly don't get any vegetable.
No, yeah. What if I was like, I only taste tomato? This is a V8.
Yeah. I'd be like, I like it, but it's ultimately just a carrot tomato drink.
This is sort of just root beer with a carrot straw.
You said you had something about Mr. Pibb.
Oh, so in my mind, Mr. Pibb is like the Pepsi to Dr. Pepper's Coke, where I'm like, oh, I'm going to get Dr. Pepper. And they're like, we have Pibb. I'm like, okay, like Pibb Extra or whatever. But then I also learned recently that Pibb is, it's like a very specific flavor of soda. I want to say it's like cinnamon soda is what they advertise it as.
It says that in 2001, or as recently as 2020, Pibb Extra has been marketed as a refreshing spicy cherry alternative to regular cola. So yeah, cinnamon forward and cherry as well, which like, you know, is an approximation of the notes that Dr. Pepper is giving you. Like, I think like cherry and vanilla, like when I drink a cherry and vanilla Coke, I'm often sort of detecting Dr. Pepper ideology like, there.
Are you familiar with cheer wine?
I'm not. No, well, I'm familiar with it as a name, but not as a beverage.
That is like artisanal spicy cherry. That's like very fruity Dr. Pepper flavor, cherry cola flavor.
Stop saying fruity. Mr. Pibb. This fruity Dr. Pepper. Mr. Pibb. My experience with Mr. Pibb is it's only in Coke Freestyle machines here.
Sure, yeah.
And I think only Pibb Extra, probably. Mm-hmm. And I feel like I just, like, intuited that it was the Coke equivalent to Dr. Pepper. And it's interesting because, like, you don't have that dichotomy because Dr. Pepper is not a Pepsi product for you.
Sure, yeah.
I feel like we won't have time for our segment. I'm just very interested in the legal, because there have been many legal issues around Dr. Pepper, including that Dr. Pepper sued Coca-Cola because they said that selling Coke for a nickel was like selling it below cost, and so that was like an antitrust action. And then also in 1972, the original name for Mr. Pibb was Peppo. Sort of a precursor to that
peepo.
That blasted frog.
That darned little icon.
And so, yeah, so they renamed it to Mr. Piv, I assume, to avoid possible lawsuits. Is 7-Up... Oh, 7-Up is also them. That's so weird, because in my mind, it's like... On one side, you have the lineup of, like, Coca-Cola, Sprite, etc. And then on the Pepsi side, it's like, you have Pepsi, 7-Up. And, like, they, like, match up to, like, they're the shooting guards of the beverage world.
And then it's like, here comes the, you know, Farm League. It's Dr. Pepper, no. Sierra Mist.
No. Sierra Mist is not really a thing for us. But it's like...
Wow, really? Okay.
Mountain Dew is, like, the high-energy power forward. Mountain Dew... Sure. Is Mountain Dew more of the Nikola Mirotic of the beverage world?
Bevy of Bevy's getting Bill Simmonsified.
Yeah, we're getting sued. Let's get to final thoughts. We're already over 20 minutes here. It's interesting. I used to say I loved Dr. Pepper so much. Maybe it's just because I'm not really accustomed to a sugar soda. And I do think that like the flavor is a little more chill than Coke. But at the same time, if I'm drinking a full sugar soda, I would almost just rather get blasted than to have like a kind of like good taste that is not like super forward. And also just like it leaves a weird aftertaste, I feel like. But
interesting.
I still will gladly drink it any time. But I feel like it's more like I'll get a craving for it rarely rather than like it would be a daily drinker.
Yeah. I agree. I think it's, I think the being conscious of the fruit flavor was something that enhanced this experience a bit. And I think that Dr. Pepper is something that I do like on occasion. It's like if I'm having like a specific meal, I'm like, you know what would go great with that is a Dr. Pepper, like.
Sure.
Depending on what it is. And as I mentioned, I'm always chasing the high of that perfect cup of Dr. Pepper that I had that I can, like, draw from memory still. but I, as, like, just judging it on this, the sips that I had.
Right.
The half a little bottle that I drank.
Right.
I would say
half a little bottle that I drink.
Thumb up.
Yeah. It's just a thumb up, but that's what it is. That's going to have to do it for this episode of Bevy of Bevies. We will get to your segment, Colin, possibly next week, so look out for that. Bevy of Bevies on Twitter, at Clatchley, follow Colin, at C House and Jane on Twitter for myself. Listen to Can I Kick It? Listen to High Floor, Low Ceiling? Listen to Got the Runs? And until next time, if you need a pep in your step, there's a doctor you can schlep.
Sip, sip.